Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Now we just gotta get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta go out on the radio. If the kids can only hear you, they go out of control.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G, and we've got a kind of a cool thing that I ran into. You know, my garbage and recycling at my house is Republic Services, and they've been doing something super cool with this new Committed to Serve campaign that they've been running here for, geez, month and a half or so. And it's really cool where they're giving back. And I've got Jason from Republic Services on the line here. Thanks for joining us on Around the House, brother.
Hey, appreciate it, Eric. Glad to have be able to be on the show.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, you guys are a huge, you know, refuse recycling company, you know, across the U.S. And you guys do a great job, at least in my neighborhood. And I can say that because it goes flawlessly. And it's even funny now with the, you know, with the current times, you know, in my neighborhood, it sounds like about every house, it sounds like there's a glass truck having an explosion outside. It's 6 o'clock in the morning when you guys come around here, and we all laugh about it in the neighborhood because we like to have a good time. But you guys do a great job, and now you're giving back in the neighborhood. And I wanted to talk about this because it's something different. And when I see a company out there doing the right thing, I want to highlight it. So let's talk about your Committed to Serve campaign.
Yeah, Eric, I appreciate it. And you're exactly right. I think one thing that I've heard with a lot of the customers recently is, right, that recycling garbage truck is a sense of normalcy for them, right? When they know to expect it coming down the road. And, you know, I think our employees, you know, value that as well. So the quick story of this is when the pandemic hit and, right, the shelter in place orders came into effect and, you know, the impacts on small business and the local communities were really felt. Our company, which is right nationally, right, supported, but you know, really takes a heavy focus on what we do in the local communities, took a look at this and said, okay, what can we do that, you know, not only empowers our employees on the front line, but gives back to the communities. And, you know, the first thing we always looked at was the safety of our people. So we did a lot of things to set up to make sure our folks felt safe coming into work every day.
Cool.
And then the next piece to this on this Committed to Serve initiative is our company looked at it and took the 28,000 employees that we have working the front line and said, okay, we're going to give each employee a $100 gift card every 2 weeks for 8 weeks. So when you calculate that out, every employee gets $400 worth of gift cards. And the intent behind that was to give our employees the opportunity to go spend that within the local communities that they work and serve in.
Nice.
And that's been a really, really neat campaign that we put forward. And when you add that up, it's 20 million. But I think what's I take a lot of pride in locally, right?
Yeah.
It's just over 200,000 when you kind of equate all the employees that are in this area.
Man, that's just in the Portland metro area. So that's awesome. And then all the other cities you guys have that similar, you know, representation out there.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. You know, and on top of that, part of the other piece of the Committed to Serve is that, you know, we dedicated probably since, geez, it was middle of March, maybe beginning of March, is every week we were providing two meals for our employees. One was kind of a meal at work, whether it was a lunch or a breakfast, just to thank them. But the more impactful one is that we would provide a meal home to their families as a way to thank their families for right being part and committed to this group as well, because as an essential workforce, right, our folks knew that they needed to show up. and they needed his support. So that part's been, I think, even more impactful of seeing how it affects their families on a small gesture like that.
Well, and then on top of it, I can't say this for an official stat by any means, but I know my garbage and recycle has almost doubled because now the kids aren't in school. People are working from home. And so the natural trash that ended up at school in the office is now at home now.
It has, Eric. And in fact, we calculate the numbers almost daily, and it's gone up close to 30%. And funny enough, right, within this market, because glass is a separate commodity that's picked up, the glass volumes, which is primarily, right, wine and all the other items have gone up about 60%.
You've been measuring my house, haven't you?
Well, not to joke, but it is very funny that we kind of talk about that as we find ways that people are coping, and we see it on the back end there for sure.
Yeah, it's funny, and I can drive down the street, and I know my neighbors pretty well now, and it's even though we've been in here for months, and they're awesome, but it's also you can watch the lug to the street corner with the glass bin every week, and I'm happy it's weekly pickup here because it would be really judgmental with some people if it was every 2 weeks.
That is so true. Yeah, that is so true.
We always laugh about it. We just joke about it and go, wow, that was a rough week last week, because you could hear it was just a little bit louder.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I know in the Lake Oswego area, it's so funny because our drivers will come back and they say, hey, it must have been a right, good week. People are outside. People are... We're enjoying each other's company, and we can tell.
So, I bet. That's awesome. Well, that's cool that you guys are doing this Committed to Serve, and I really enjoy this because, you know, now you've got all these ambassadors, you know, across the country, and, you know, this radio show here, we're a national show, so we, even though I'm based in Portland, we're in Chicago, we're in Philly, we're in, you know, Seattle, we're all over the place. But what I love about this is that you guys are across the country doing this stuff, and wherever you've got those, service contracts, that you've got these ambassadors that are in hitting their favorite places, their favorite customers, and just really kind of feeding that back into the community, which I think is just an awesome, awesome things to do.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, and the initiative, because it is nationwide, we hear internally, we hear all the stories that come through almost daily about just the impacts that have had. And, you know, what's pretty neat is you get, right, the feel-good stories where you go to a business owner and it's maybe one of our frontline drivers and his family are just getting a meal out for the night. Yeah. And that business owner, that may have been the right handful of orders they get for the day. And then we've asked, kind of to your point, is for them to be ambassadors and for them to explain why that they're purchasing this meal and the impact that has. And so we've gotten a lot of great stories and I think feedback from our communities, you know, as a result of this. But I think, right, for us, it is that way to kind of show, hey, we're committed to these communities, good and bad, in situations, but we're going to get through it together.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And it's cool. Cause I mean, I'm sure you guys are starting to track the results and stuff of that, but, that's a big, just a big input from a company that, you guys didn't have to do that. And I want to say thank you from my community to you guys to, giving back in our area here and across the country as well.
Oh, Eric, really appreciate that. And it's likewise. I mean, we take a lot of pride in being able to provide the services that we do for the community. So we're just appreciative to be part of this.
All right, Jason, thanks for coming on Around the House, man. I really appreciate it. And thanks to Republic Services for doing what you're doing. We need more people out doing that. And, you guys are doing a great job. And thanks again.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We want to keep highlighting people that are giving back. So, anybody out there in the listening audience, if you've got somebody you see they're giving back in the community, hit us up on aroundthehouseonline.com. Hit the contact us. Give us the information. We'd love to follow up with it because, it's fun to highlight these kind of things where people are actually doing something good out in their community. Now that, places are opening up across the country, Julie and I last weekend on Memorial Day went out and hit happy hour and, of course, followed all the rules and everything else. But it was like getting that ankle bracelet taken off. But it's one of those things as we're all coming back to a new kind of normal. whatever that's going to be. It's kind of nice to see companies out there that are making a difference. I want you to hit us up on social media. That's going to be on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. Same thing with Instagram and LinkedIn, Twitter, those kind of things, because you're going to see a lot of new content coming up, and we'll be doing that every single day. And don't miss my daily tips. And here's another thing, too. Have you enabled your Alexa skill for Around the House? You know how those things work. It's where you can ask for the latest update and news. We've got tips on that as well. So I want you to join us there. And then make sure when you listen to the podcast that you like, follow, subscribe. And we'd love to see some comments out there, because those comments sure help us out with the rankings and stuff out there as well. And feel free to share this with any of your friends that need some help doing some home improvement. We'll be back soon with Around the House.
Someone next to with a fancy car and expensive clothing. You could buy me a drink. I can get you a Jennifer Lopez. And I could buy you a ring that's bigger than Kobe's. No time for me, stories of mine. Don't take the call.
What's up? This is Stick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Man, we have had a jam-packed interview. This has been a fun one, just from dealing with the trash there, and of course, dealing with our friend Eddie Uetta from Uetta Landscape in last hour. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, give us a call if you want. You know, if you want to be part of the show, we do have a line that we don't use a lot, but it's one of those things that really kind of is a resource for you if you need help. So give us a call, 971-233-8992. 971-233-8992. We get a lot of questions during the week that we end up answering on social media that might not be relevant to the show, so we don't really put a lot of the social media ones up in the show because we're helping people and we're kind of moving on and going along with it. But if you want to be on the show, that's a great way to do that. So 971-233-8992. Well, man, I actually gave Dane Vodder the weekend off here because, you know, he's been busting it out and working some crazy hours at our flagship station on AM 860 The Answer. And with those crazy hours, we had all these interviews that I said, you know, man, you've been doing some hard work. Take some time off and get a little vacation out of that. So he won't be on for the next little bit of segments here left of the show. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that I've been working on around my house and some of the lessons that might be learned from it. So, you know, I had a pretty big internet issue. And you know, we've always been, I talked about this a little bit last week in the midweek special. But this is kind of interesting. So I've got Comcast Xfinity here, and everybody has their own different people. That's who is in my neighborhood where I live. Well, the issue that we had was is that I had just really slow download speeds for stuff, and upload speeds were almost as fast as my download speeds. And when I'm paying for almost a gigabit of service, I want to have that fast speed, and I just wasn't getting it. So finally, I broke down and called Comcast and said, hey, guys, we got a problem. And so we went through the, you know, I went through two levels of tech support and restarted that router four or five times and jumped through all those hoops. And finally, like, you know, we're going to send somebody in. And that way he'll be only outside your house and he'll work on it from the outside and he'll take a look at it and see what's going on. Well, he did. And we had some issues with some connectors that weren't great on their side of things. And we got that stuff taken care of and helped it a little bit. But we got upgraded to the new Wi-Fi 6 router, which is absolutely amazing. This thing, lightning fast, works so much better. But still here in my studio, I was still only getting, you know, 120 to 130 megabits per second on my download rates, and for paying for gigabit and getting a tenth of what I was supposed to be getting, I had already had bought their little X5 pods, and it had been explained to me from Comcast that those were like the mesh network that you see with Google and Amazon and all the different mesh networks out there. And what a mesh network is that's when you go into your house and you plug in these little pods around the house and it gives you basically equal internet service that meshes together around your house. No, they don't work that way. They will kind of be more extenders where they give you a little extra service outside of your router, but they are not a mesh network. And it was funny. I got that from the people on the phone, but I got that from my tech who was like, no, man, that's not going to work for you. And so I kind of had a choice. I thought, okay, I can for right now, this new router is doing good in the house. It's just not making it around the corner very well through washer and dryer and through a heating and air conditioning system and an exterior wall that's insulated. It's having a hard time kind of slowing things down through that. So I decided to take the time and run a Cat 5 cable all the way from that, all the way around to the other side of the house and wired that in and bought the cable, put the ends on it, got that wired in. And now we've got lightning speed in the studio, which is going to be great because that's going to solve some of our internet issues that we've had in the past with some of our live videos. And that's been one of the struggles we've been fighting. So that's one of those things that, I kind of started down the road of, okay, finally going to call the cable company. And, we were all believing that, it's just because there's so many people on the system out there. Well, this one was not that. So if you're fighting those kind of things out there, make sure that you take the time and call and get that done. Because I tell you what, it's one of those things that saved me a ton of time. And then I got that done, over the holiday weekend. And then I installed finally in a different smart home device. And this is kind of fun. So I went in with a smart home hub. So I got the Samsung SmartThings hub. And the reason why I went SmartThings versus Apple, because I am an Apple guy, I do have some Apple stuff, and I went with the smart home hub by Samsung, which is their SmartThings, because I have locks that are made by Baldwin Hardware. And so when you need that, I needed to have that Z-Wave technology for the locks, and there's only a few smart home hubs out there that are user-friendly. And what you needed to do to get that. And so it's one of those things, I always am trying out these new little pieces of smart home technology out there. But really, I needed to have a hub that I wasn't testing. It was a hub that I'm going to be using. And with that, now literally I can lock and unlock the doors from home through my phone. So if the kids are locked out or somebody's locked out, or I can control that from my phone. I can control my outdoor backyard lights. And if you saw those, I was talking about those in my recent Morgan Day Oregon segment, where I did a quick little outdoor design tip using outdoor LED lights. And now I've got those hooked into a GE smart outlet that I can actually run through with my phone. So I can turn the lights on and off outside, which cover the whole backyard. And then that way I can run them that way. So I'm going to be adding a few more Lutron light switches and things like that. And I will end up doing a more Good Day Oregon segment here, which you'll be able to watch on our Facebook, which is, Around the House with Eric G. And then that way you'll be able to see what I'm working on with this. But I'm really trying to kind of get all the smart home stuff put together because it's great content. And, it's like some of the stuff I'm testing right now. I've seen, I've had a couple little things, not anything big, but a couple of things that I'm like, huh, that's not working well with that. Or something's not playing well with something else. And so I'm actually trying to troubleshoot a few items out there that are not working well together that I won't have to do too much with. All right, I got so much more. We'll talk about it just as soon as Around the House returns.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric T. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if you want to be part of the show, give us a call here in the studio. That number is 971-233-8992. 971-233-8992. Or you can just head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Send us a message there. We'd love to have you be part of the show. Well, you know, this last segment I was talking about, you know, some of my projects I've been doing around my garage, my shop, my house. And, you know, I ended up building my own Cat 5 cables because it was about 100 feet that I needed to run from my router into, you know, the home studio here. Well, I got that taken care of, but it's one thing I wanted to talk about, and it was really easy to do, and you can do it too for probably $35 or $40 for the time you buy the crimping tool and the little pieces. You can make your own Cat 5. You can make your own phone cord cables. Whatever you need to do, you can do with that kind of thing. It's a good tool to have. It's kind of like having a coax cable crimper. If you need to fix a coax, you know, TV cable, it's the same kind of thing. But I'll be honest, running coax is really one of those things that isn't as necessary as it used to be now that most of the cable companies out there have their own, you know, Wi-Fi enabled systems where you don't have to run most of my TVs in my house. I'm not using the coax because I can get a better vision going through of the TV screen going through the, you know, I can watch 4K on that. It's awesome. So why would I want to run coax cable and mess with that and have to run cable for it? So those are really good things. Now, one thing I want to talk a little bit about too is what is a good DIY project and what isn't when it comes to doing electrical, you know, the low voltage stuff, whether you're doing a, you know, Cat 5 or any of that is great stuff. And if you know how to follow directions, read the instructions, and you're just basically handy, you can go through and meticulously do those things, and it turns out really well. Where I start to see problems, and I've seen this a lot on the home improvement groups out there, and I'm a member of multiple ones, but I see people out there starting to tackle as DIY projects, you know, converting their aluminum wire into grounded outlets and trying to tackle projects like that that, quite frankly, could cause a serious fire if they don't go well. And that's where I think I really would like to give advice to a few people out there. You know, sometimes things are better left to the professionals. And when you're dealing with complex situations like aluminum wire in a house and you're trying to deal with that, what happens is when you've got it, for people that don't understand what that means, you've got aluminum wire and you can have corrosion with that aluminum. And so if you put that in with a regular, you know, a regular wire nut or put it into a regular outlet without having that connection done specifically for aluminum, those dissimilar metals will eat each other up. That creates heat. Heat creates the fire. And now you've got an electrical fire. So that aluminum wire can be a big problem when you're dealing with that in a home. And for most homeowners, unless you're some engineer and you fully understand what you're working with, I'm going to sit there and advise against taking on a project like that, because what can happen is like I said, you can have a fire and nobody wants to deal with that. You know, when in doubt, I would much rather see you, instead of trying to battle those kind of things, is trying to make sure that maybe you rewire the house and maybe get a permit and do that as a homeowner. You know, that is an advanced DIY project. And so those are things that I really want you to think about: what will work, what won't, and what is within your capabilities. Because I tell you what, that is one of those things that can be troublesome at best. And if not, you got a fire. So let's just keep it safe out there. That's one of those things. And then, you know, I'm seeing another discussion too is where I'm seeing people, you know, trying to track down GFCI outlets. And this is another one of those things that another tip and trick that I just want to talk about for a second, because it's one of the most common questions we get here. Somebody will have, I'll get an email, and it happens every couple weeks. Oh man, I can't, my back lights don't work. My front lights don't work. My bathroom outlet doesn't work. These are almost always linked to a GFCI breaker. And so what that means is that you've got that ground fault interrupter circuit there. And when that kicks off, it kicks off anything downstream from it, so you don't have power there. And that's there to keep you from getting shocked or a fire going on. Well, what happens is especially in many homes when these were first put in or even remodeled in, you put that outlet in, and like in my house, if you hit the one in the front bathroom, it turns off the lights on the back deck. Complete opposite ends of the house. But they needed to run that into a circuit, and so they ran it all the way over there. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. But those GFCIs, when you have lost an outlet, I want you to spend time looking for them. And I'm sure that's where the problem's going to be. And most importantly, those things last about 10 years max. So if it's a regular use, those things are going to be done. And when they're done, swap them out and put a new one in. That way, you'll get something that's going to work and not kick off at the top of a hat. Because that's one of those things that can be very painstakingly trouble if you have to go find it. And now, you know, of course, in your house, you're going to start figuring out. But the first couple times you got to figure out which one that is can be a big problem. And it always seems to be behind a refrigerator or behind something in the garage. It's always that one outlet that is missing. Plus, there's one other thing I want to talk about here, too, before we end up going out to break here in a few minutes. And it's something I want you to be really careful with some of your DIY projects that you're running around the house. So you've got that fireplace. You don't like the brick. You don't like the look of it. Maybe it's tile around the opening. I have seen some people going in and putting in those peel and stick tiles around the fireplace. Now, here's where I'm going to tell you, do not do this around your fireplace. How do you remove something that's peel and stick? Usually you take heat to it, right? And then it softens it up and loses it. The last thing, I don't care if it's stone, I don't care if it's tile or whatever else, I want to see you use traditional mastics or, you know, any type of traditional style mortar to put up tile around a fireplace. Because that peel and stick, I guarantee you, if you get a rip-roaring fire in a fireplace, especially if it's gas or electric one, not so much, but if you get into that gas or rig or firebox, I want to make sure that you're not using a peel and stick product for that, because I'm not going to trust it. Now, there are some good peel and sticks out there, but you're still going to use heat to take it off there. And the last thing I want you to do is to have something come up there and then loosen up and fall down and get somebody hurt. Or even worse, if you're sitting there with a peel and stick that's a vinyl-based tile, and you're putting it someplace that it doesn't belong, and that's near a heat source. So never use anything that is a plastic finish in that first foot around the opening of a firebox, because that's going to end up leading to a fire, because all it takes is for that to drop down, fall in the grate, fall up against the fireplace, and guess what? You've got a fire going outside of the firebox, and that's going to be a smoky, nasty, smelly one, because it's going to give off a bunch of gases that aren't going to be good for you. So be very careful when you're doing those projects around the fireplace, as well as when I'm dealing with technology around a fireplace. I'll be honest, I don't like putting a TV over a fireplace, period. It's too high in almost every single circumstance. Plus, you can reduce or eliminate that warranty on the TV, because that TV that's going up over the fireplace, all that soot and dirty air that's coming out of that fireplace is going up and getting inside of it. I've seen some TVs from TV repairmen that have messaged me on this years ago and showed me what it looks like inside that television. And you know something? If you're going to spend good money on a really nice 4K television, top-of-the-line unit, and you're putting it over a fireplace, you're just going to ruin it. So let's be careful with that. I ended up actually having to remove a window in my house and boarded it up in that area, closed up a window so I could put the TV off to the side so we could see it. Because putting it up too high was going to be hard on my neck, because the last thing I like doing is feeling like I'm in the front row of a movie theater trying to watch a movie. Plus, it just looks so much better. Let the fireplace be the centerpiece of it. Put the TV over the side, and it's going to look so much better. And that's one of those design tips that I think if you can get away with it. Now, I've had other houses too, but there's no way I could do that. The only option, because of windows or something else, was over the fireplace. But I just want you to let that be your last option versus your first option. All right, we'll wrap this up just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, make sure you hit me up on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. This is where we put stuff up all week long, from the, you know, if you want to catch the murder hornets to, I think one of my tips this last week on Tuesday was the rat issue that you see out there, the aggressive rats. I mean, that's a little crazy out there, but anyway, hit us up on social media. That's where you'll find us. I'm putting my daily tips up there as well. And make sure you like and use our Alexa skill. That'll actually give you a weekly tip, and you can ask Alexa for it. And it's our new latest piece of technology. And stay tuned. As soon as the camera setup comes back in stock here for Around the House, we're going to be doing a much more in-depth streaming of the show when we do it live, so you'll be able to catch that as well and ask some questions that way as well. So stay tuned for that as we grow across the country, and we really appreciate you, everybody listening out there. And if you know somebody that is starting to get into home improvement, maybe they're a brand new home buyer, it's one of those things that they're just getting their first house, I'd love to be able to help them out. And we're going to have a contest coming up here in the next few weeks. I'm just waiting for all the materials to come in, and we're going to have a great contest for that new home buyer out there, that new homeowner. You know, if you've been a homeowner for a couple of years and maybe you're not tooled up, stay tuned for this one. This is going to be a lot of fun. So I'm just going to leave it at that as a little tease for you all out there, but you're not going to want to miss this. And so to catch more information, you want to catch Around the House with Eric G on Facebook and aroundthehouseonline.com. So I've been working a lot of technology around the house here and getting some stuff wrapped up. And like everything else, I've got a ton of little projects around, and from everything from working on my pickup truck to, you know, getting the Wi-Fi going. But I just would like to encourage everybody to play around out there and use some of these new toys, because they do make life easier. And Julie was on here. It was kind of funny. You know, she is a little technology challenged. She has a good time working it. She understands it, but sometimes she's just, you know, against it. And once I got this new hub in, this SmartThings hub, she actually went, oh, I don't have to go out and turn the lights off at night. We can be in bed. We can shut the blinds. We can turn the lights off in the backyard. We can make sure the doors are locked. I can look and see if my garage door is closed and locked. So these are all things that, one, they enhance that security because you're not going to forget to do them when you go to bed at night. And two, they're going to be a little bit energy savings because now I can make sure my lights are on when I want them. They're off when I don't. And more importantly, I can use them as I need to and get better lighting and make it turn off and on when I need it to. So these are all great things that I want people to take a look out there. And you know, I'm getting ready. I can't wait. I mean, last weekend we were out hitting happy hour for the first time, and it felt like, you know, we were out of our, you know, day jailhouse here of the home, which for us that have gone out a couple nights a week and not doing it for a couple months has been very strange. And I know everybody else is getting into that, and people are starting to get out and moving around. But I just want everybody to think about, as they're getting out and moving around, one, to be safe, and two, if you're getting ready to start those projects, pay really good attention to what the materials are out there you need. Because right now there are things out there that the industry is just out of, and maybe it's because it's coming out of China. Maybe the USA production facilities are down. You know, there's a lot of those things out there where they have just literally sold out of products, and it might be a couple months there. So more importantly, when you're getting ready to start this DIY project and you're going to dive into it, make sure you have every piece of material on hand before you start it. Unless it's something that you're going to be doing in phases and you don't care if you start something and don't. And that's why I haven't done my kitchen remodel just yet, because we want to dive into that soon. But until we have all the companies open that we're working with, until everybody's kind of back to normal and operating, I'm not going to tackle that big project. So I want you to be careful with that as well. And if you've got a contractor out there, make sure they're licensed, bonded, insured as always, especially coming out on the backside of this. And be careful on Craigslist and Nextdoor, because I tell you what, there are some serious people out there that are hunting for people to do job site and work stuff that I'm really worried about it. So not the best place to find your contractor in most cases. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the weekend. Thanks for listening to Around the House. I'm Eric G. And for Dane Vauder, you're listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thanks for listening to Around the House with Eric G. on the podcast. We really appreciate it. A quick update. After we had recorded this show, we had a bunch of other issues with some local outages with Comcast Xfinity around the neighborhood. And you know something? They were stellar to work with. I always love to give good feedback, bad feedback, whatever, within the show. And to be honest, they were really cool. And now that I've got a relationship with them, we're going to actually have them on the show from time to time. And we're going to talk about some of the things you can do to your home to really get things dialed in so that you put the modem in the right place and all those little things. Because you know something? We're all playing our own tech support right now. And this might help you get a better situation in your home. Quite frankly, have better service for anybody, no matter who or what your cable company is. So thanks for listening to Around the House, and stay tuned to future episodes. We're going to dive into this a little bit more to make your system work a little bit better. Thanks again for listening to Around the House.
Hey, folks. Producer Jim here from the Around the House radio show, America's number one home improvement powerhouse. I've seen Eric test thousands of gadgets over his 30-plus years as a certified kitchen designer. And he's just dropped his hand-curated top 10 picks for 2026 that'll make your home smarter, safer, and way more efficient. Rush to AroundTheHouseOnline.com, top products, now. Click the bold names for Amazon deals and snag them before they're gone. Eric G's favorites for 2026. Your house deserves this upgrade.